Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 181. Hello friends, welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I'll apologize up front, I'm a little under the weather, so my voice might sound a little weird. I guess that's what happens with too many late nights out with the boys, or more realistic, too many late nights watching YouTube videos, or too many oops, you know, I can still eat that 5-second rule. You know, it happens, whatever. But the show must go on. I've got feelings to share. And I've got a good episode for you here. I put some time into an outline for this, so I'm not just throwing my feelings at you. And it's a good one. I think it's a bit spicy. It's a good one. And I'm talking about situationships in this episode. Situationships. You know, those are those ambiguous relationships you might be in, a relationship that isn't defined, that has no label. You know, no label, definitely no commitment. It's weird. It's murky. And frankly, in my opinion, I think we all deserve better. We deserve better. We deserve better than to put ourselves in a situationship, and we deserve better than to be situationshipped by someone else. We really do, because in my opinion, it's a huge compromise to our self-growth. And if there's anything I stand by, it's doing everything you can in your power to not compromise yourself, to not compromise your growth and what you're capable of. And I think we're all capable of moving past ambiguous, no good, vague relationships that aren't healthy for us, that aren't taking us anywhere. And I think we should all act on this. So I'm excited to talk about this. Keep it really short, keep it really simple in today's episode. But real quick, if you could do me a favor and you enjoy the podcast, if you could share it with a friend, I always ask that, but it really does help the show grow. So thank you so much. Just send your friend, colleague, brother, sister, whoever, the link to either Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever they listen. The show is everywhere. And just tell them to check it out. Tell them to listen. Tell them new episodes every Monday, every Thursday, and to give it a listen. So thank you so much for sharing. It really does help the show grow. And that's all I ask of you. So thanks so much. But getting into this, situationships. Here's my headline for the episode, the good old TLDR, too long didn't read for you. It's that if you're uncertain about what you want in a relationship, you should be alone. If that other person in that situationship you're in is uncertain about what they want, they should be alone, and so should you. That's my take on this. And either way you look at it, being unsure means you shouldn't be in that relationship, aka that situationship. Seriously, if you're uncertain about what you want and you're in a situationship where you're hanging out with someone, you're hooking up, you're going on dates, but you have no sense of commitment or no sense of a vision for a future, or you can't verbalize like what the heck you're doing, what the heck is going on, what the heck you want, well then, my friend, I think it's safe to say that you don't know what you want. And if you can look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? I don't know what I want. I really don't. You know, I'm talking to this person that seems serious on the surface, but there's zero sense. I have zero idea what I'm doing, if I have a future, anything like that. Then that's a situationship. And you should say in that case, then I need to get out of this. You should get out of that situationship. And here's why I'm so adamant about this, that if you're uncertain, you should be alone. And I don't think it's nearsighted. Some people might be like, Case, well, come on, man. Like, you don't need commitment early on in a relationship. Like, isn't that what a situationship is? Isn't that all it is? You know, that stage of a relationship before you DTR. And I say, yeah, sure, that's a thing. And that's totally cool. You know, definitely don't go all stage 5 on someone after like 2 dates and be like, what are we? That's a bit nuts. But long lasting situationships happen way too often. Your boy knows this very well. You know, they can last months, and we allow ourselves to fall into these types of relationships so unnecessarily. Situationships, you know, it's like you're friends with benefits, but you're not good friends because, you know, good friends communicate and are honest with each other. You know, you like that person, you want that person, but you're adamant about keeping your options open. And that other person also wants to keep their options open. Feel this? You know, personally, I look back at my life and I, candidly, vulnerably, I feel like I'm the former king of wanting to keep my options open. In my mid late 20s, I really stood by this, you know, looking back, just being honest. You know, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm just browsing, you know, looking for free, right? I'm just window shopping. You know, yeah, I might want to try on some of the merchandise, but I'm going to return it. You know, what's your return policy again? You know, that's what you're doing in a situationship. You're keeping your options open, and that other person is also keeping their options open. You know, keeping your options open for someone who is better in some respect, and more importantly, keeping your options open for someone who you're sure about. I'm going to say that word a lot, sure, unsure. You know, that's what you're doing when you're in a situationship. You're waiting around, you're killing time, having fun. Yeah, cool, having fun. Having a, call it a faux relationship, until you find someone that you're sure about. Because at its core, when you're in a situationship, you're unsure. You're unsure about that person, and you're unsure, in effect, about yourself. That is a situationship. And I think, rather crudely here, that you should get the fuck out if you're in one right now. Certainly, it's not fair to the other person, but more so, it's not fair to yourself. You're not doing any good for yourself. When you're unsure of what you want, I simply think you should just be alone. And again, people might say, Case, you know, it's fine to be in a situationship because patience is part of discovering what you want and what you deserve in a relationship. Like, what's the problem, dude? Why are you hating on this? And I say, okay, you know, I'd buy that a little bit, but there's a difference between being patient and wasting your time. There's a difference between being patient and literally holding yourself back. When you're in a situationship, you're not being honest with yourself or that other person. If you were sure, you'd want to shout from a mountain, hey, I really like you, we're great for each other, let's DTR this thing, you know? Or at a minimum, in your own head, you could see what a future together might look like. You know, you're excited about where it might lead. It's not just a warm body and company while you kill time. But when you're unsure, you can't say that. You don't have the vision, and you can't see that future. And I think we can make that distinction, right? When you can and when you can't, when you're sure and when you're unsure. At the end of the day, if you were sure, you wouldn't want to keep your options open. And that's it. And like, that's the fundamental truth to me, that if you were sure, you wouldn't want to keep your options open. And now that I say that, okay, like, it's not always that black and white. Like, what the heck does it mean to be sure? Like, how do I know? Is that, what is that even like? Is that possible? And okay, that's not an easy answer, I'll admit that. Like, I have conversations with my dude friends all the time, and it usually goes something like this. Oh, you know, I really like her. We're great together. But oh, look at that girl over there. Like, wow. Or like, oh, I'm out on a Friday night and I start to be tempted. And, you know, even though I'm far from perfect, my response to that, which has taken years to learn, is the same. It's that you're always going to have the grass is greener mentality. You're always going to have those kind of thoughts. You're always going to see someone and be like, oh, hey there, I wonder if, like, you're always going to have those thoughts. Like, I assume, like, even when you're married, I talk to my married friends, it's not like temptation just goes away. It's not like window shopping goes away. It's not like you never wonder. But at a certain point in life, you need to get freaking real. You have to get sure in some sense. Like, seriously, like, in regards to situationships, I'd ask you, when are you going to start listening to the real you? That person who cares and is loving and kind and empathetic and open and honest. When are you going to listen to that person instead of allowing that primal, keep my options open mindset? You know, I say you deserve better than a situationship. You deserve better than being with someone who is unsure, and you're better than being unsure about yourself. It goes both ways. You deserve to listen to yourself and say, you know what? I don't know what I want. I'm just doing this for fun while I keep my options open. And given that, it's time to move on. I need to get out of this. Because you deserve in your life to be with someone who you're sure about, whose name you want to shout from a mountain. Okay. That's a metaphor, but you get my point. You know, who, when you think about them, you know, you feel warm and confident that you're doing the right thing by being with that person, that there truly is a future there and that you feel fine voicing that. But when you're in a situationship, in my experience, you don't feel that way. It literally puts your life on hold. You know, a situationship like Fs with how you're living. Like when you're messing around in a situationship, no pun intended, pun intended, you're literally turning a blind eye to potential other partners around you and experiences that are around you. Like you get sucked into a situationship. Even when you have no intention and you're like, oh, it's not serious. Like my options are way open. It's just for fun. Like it's nothing serious. Like you get sucked into it. Like it's kind of hard to explain. Like I've been in situationships before for the very reasons I've just described, you know, just window shopping, killing time, just having fun until I figure out what I want, until I'm sure about what I want. But it really is a time suck. It's like you black out and wake up 6 months later and you're like, oh, where am I? What happened? Where am I? Because even though you say you're keeping your options open, it's just for fun. In my experience, when you're in a situationship, you kind of turn your potential radar off and you put your life on hold. You're with that person, but you're not with that person. It's gray. You're committed, but you're clearly not committed. And in that time, like however long you allow it to go on, you're turning a blind eye to the potential that is out there. Potential that you clearly want, but are also clearly slow to go after. Potential that could actually turn into something real. So again, I say that if you find yourself in a situationship where you're unsure, and you can sit down and have an honest conversation with yourself and be like, you know what? I am unsure. Then I say it's time to move on. You should own that truth and move on. It's time to be real with yourself and say, okay, you know, I know why I'm doing this right now. The situationship is comfortable. I get to go on dates. I get to hook up. I get to enjoy each other's company. Heck, you know, it's better than being alone and lonely. It's harmless. But no, I say being alone is so much better than being in a situationship. It really is. And it took me a long time to figure this out and to really embrace it. But I really think it is because a situationship at its core doesn't grow you. It doesn't provide any clarity. You don't figure out what you want when you're in a situationship. I'm telling you, I've learned this looking back and it's so true. A situationship confuses you. You know, I did an entire episode on why being alone is so valuable. And definitely go check that out. It was episode 178. But at the end of the day, being alone is so much better than being in a situationship. I've learned that dating, in essence, is trial and error. The purpose of dating is to meet someone, get to know them at a decent level, and then be like, am I sure I want to keep moving forward? Yes? Okay, let's do it. No? Okay. Sayonara. I'm out. We need to stop complicating our dating lives and our relationships. Because when you're in a situationship where you're admittedly unsure, you're settling, plain and simple. It is settle city, population you, and that other person. You know, it's plain and simple. You're settling. I encourage you to please don't do what I used to do and try to rationalize it and say, you know, I'm just being patient. I'm just kicking the tires. I'm figuring out what I want. No, I think the very fact that you're in a situationship is proof enough that you're unsure and that you're not doing anything to figure out what you want. If you're unsure and you admit it, the best thing you could do for yourself is to move on completely. Because dating, like actually dating with intention, is about being authentic. It's about setting boundaries. It's about being freaking vulnerable. You know, and seriously, I joke a lot and I'm Mr. Dude Bro guy, but I've really realized that if you want to find someone, if you want to find the right someone, just as you have to be sure of them, you have to be sure of yourself. And keeping a roster, keeping a back burner, being in a situationship, it means you're not sure of yourself. Plain and simple. You don't know what you want when you're in a situationship. But the good news is you can learn what you want. That's not hard. But the first step to figuring that out is to get out of a situationship. Being sure of yourself means, you know, you stop texting with that person, you stop sexting with that person, you stop hooking up, you delete the contacts, you stop DMing, you stop flirting for no good reason. It means you stand your freaking ground and you say, hey, I'm serious. I want to be sure. I want to be sure of myself so that in the future I can be sure of someone else. And that's what dating's about. You have to be sure about yourself. And if you can look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm with this person, I'm keeping my options open, this is just for fun because I'm not sure, then it's time to move on, you know? And it's time to, yeah, okay, go have some fun, go nuts. Who am I to judge? You know, that's all good fun. But when you decide it's time to get serious, then it's time to get serious. And the first step to doing that is to get yourself out of any and all lingering situationships. This is all from my life here, what I'm preaching. You know, I'm so much happier now that I've adopted this mindset where I get to a point where now if I admit that I'm unsure with someone, I either get sure or I move on. And that's how I simplify. And it's moved me, again, out of any and all situationships. You know, I've stopped tricking myself into thinking it's a good thing. You know, it's helping me. You know, I'm being patient. It's done the opposite. In fact, it's helped me realize that situationships are a waste of time. And that's my message for you, that you never get that time back. And again, sure, have fun. Have a friend with benefits. Why not? But not for long. If you want a relationship, go and find one. Stop making excuses. Stop letting your unsureness allow you to stay in a situationship. Don't try to be that cool, laid back, chill person who's like, hey, it's whatever. It's no biggie. I don't need to see a future. It's just for fun. I say it is whatever. It is a biggie. It's your life. How are you going to be unsure about something, but keep doing it and doing it and doing it? I think once you approach relationships this way with this mentality, you'll find clarity in your life and the future decisions you make. So I say, stop not making a decision. If you're unsure, get sure. Do something to figure it out. If you're still unsure after that, then peace out. It's time to go. And to me, it's that simple because, of course, your time is valuable. And if there's anything I've learned in my life, it's that you've gotten to a point where like, yes, this is what I want. Yes, I am sure. Then keep moving. Don't settle for a situationship. You deserve more than that. You deserve more than keeping your options open and being with someone who's also keeping their options open. You deserve more than that from someone else. And you also deserve more than that from yourself. So I say no more allowing yourself to live in that ambiguous gray area of being unsure yet doing nothing about it. At the end of the day, it goes back to what I talked about in my Confessions of a Fuckboy episode that was really popular. It's that, you know, if your needs can't be met right now with this person right now today and you're unsure, then it's time to move on. It's time to have respect for yourself and stop being blinded by potential or the comfort of now. You know, to not allow your loneliness to encourage you to stick out a situationship because you deserve more. You deserve to say yes. You know, yes, I am sure. And then, of course, you deserve to find someone else who also says, yes, I am sure. And that might take a while. This isn't all butterflies and rainbows. I get that. But until that is the case, or until you find someone who you want to become sure about, then stay alone. Stay alone. And staying alone is a real freaking power move. It's a freaking power move because it means that you have the cojones to do what's right for you, to have respect for yourself and what you want and what you're capable of getting and the person you're capable of becoming. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I really hope you listen to this episode and you find the power and the drive to honor the decisions that you can make that are best for you. You know, honor the ability you have to be honest and sure with yourself so that you could be honest and sure with someone else in the future. And that's the only way. And I hope this episode gave you something to think about, and I'll end it right there. Hope you found it valuable. If it did, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, send it to them, send it to someone who could use some guidance in their dating life or just something to think about. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for spreading the word. It means a lot. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.